This is your cybersecurity countdown, three top stories from Information Protection and Security in under 3 minutes. I'm Chris Newman. Here's a wrap-up of some of the biggest news happening in the cyber world this week. Beginning the countdown, a U.S. city had to take their systems offline because of a cyber attack. Abilene, Texas officials found the incident last Friday. They say they received reports of unresponsive servers in the city's internal network. Following the outages this week, people were not able to pay with credit or debit cards and had to use cash or checks. The city said they would not shut off any utilities due to overdue payments. Second in your countdown, video game controllers have been banned for sales as exports to Russia, the United Kingdom announced this week as they have been found to be repurposed to pilot drones to launch attacks on Ukraine. This is part of a 150 trade sanctions package against Russia by the UK. It's not just game controllers that have been banned for export in the sanctions, it includes other electronic circuits that could be used in weapon systems. And our number one story in this week's countdown, the FBI says online scams have grown, stealing more than $16 billion total last year. More than 250,000 people reported financial loss because of the cybercrime in the report on 2024. The largest scams targeted people 60 and over, specifically in investment lies that the FBI is calling pig butchering scams. Director of Risk Governance and Reporting Josh Lewis explains these are similar to other scams like phishing, but develop a connection over time to get a cash payout.
Yeah, these types of scams are to try to create more back and forth dialogue, what seems, you know, because people are pretty hip to some of these common scams. So it's, you know, try to create some back and forth, and then over a longer period of time, try to then induce that person to, send money or turn it into some other types of scams around, you know, investment activities or Ponzi schemes or something like that.
The total $16.6 billion in scams overall is a steep increase from $12.5 billion in 2023, something Lewis says is being seen because of general awareness about cybercrime and how to report scams.
A couple of years ago, there may have been a lot of them that happened that are unreported, and that would skew the numbers from years ago. And so I think it could be, you know, probably a combination both of more reporting of victims to law enforcement and then also more prevalence of scams in general and more avenues that the scams can take hold.
For extended interviews and discussions on cybersecurity, listen to our podcast From IPS with Love. Those stories and all Cybersecurity Countdown episodes streaming right now on all major podcast platforms.